It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Lee Rayburn. In Northeast Wisconsin, the Brown County Circuit Court is dealing with thousands of unresolved cases. As a result, people in the Brown County Jail are being held longer for crimes they have not been convicted of, in some cases for hundreds of days.
This spring, the county is building a new $15 million jail pod to expand capacity. Joining us now to talk more about the situation is Brown County Executive Troy Streckenbach. Troy, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
I really appreciate the opportunity to be with you today and look forward to the conversation.
Well, let's look at the challenges facing the Brown County Jail. The approved county budget says the facility is over capacity. How is the county planning to address this issue?
Well, right now, as we did about 4 years ago when we experienced the same situation where we were essentially outsourcing the equivalent of almost the amount of people that we could house, we then start to make the decision to build. And so this in 2025, we'll begin construction of a new jail pod. And that should house somewhere in the area of about 120 inmates. And it's really, you know, happening because, in our opinion, the state has struggled to properly fund Brown County's our Brown County court system, which is creating a backlog of cases. Right now, we have roughly about 5,000 cases that are backlogged over over 200 individuals who have sat for over 721 days. So that's the equivalent of us having two jail pods over 2 years that are waiting a case. So because of that, we're kind of being forced to build another jail pod a lot sooner than what we anticipated and certainly want to do. So that's kind of where we're at.
Just a quick note here on terminology. What is a jail pod?
So obviously we have the overall jail operation. Inside the jail operation, there are multiple different pods that can house up to, you know, 100, 125. It just depends on the demographic, the age. And inside of that, our jail right now is roughly, I want to say it's around 1,000 individuals that we can manage within our jail system. And then from that, we have a number of pods that manage those individuals.
And then how many beds will you ultimately have when this construction is finished?
We will have about 120 to 125 beds.
What do you have now?
In total, we have right around 1,000.
Where do people go when the Brown County Jail is over capacity, when you need to send people away from your jail?
So the sheriff's responsible for that. That's part of his constitution's responsibility. And he works with neighboring counties to see who has some capacity, what sheriff is willing to take on additional individuals within their jail systems, because there's a cost associated with driving. Oconee County, Kewaunee, Door, Outagamie, of course, is probably where the sheriff is looking to house those inmates. But in some cases, based on, you know, the capacity of the jails around us, we've had to ship out as far as Washera County or Waupaca County.
Is there a significant cost with that to house inmates elsewhere in those surrounding counties?
So obviously there's the cost associated with the bed that we are being charged from the county that is taking on that responsibility. And then you have the cost of law enforcement that are transporting to and from, and then you have the cost of transportation to go pick up and bring back for the court case. And in some cases, we have to bring back after the court case.
Let's talk more about this backlog of cases within the Brown County Circuit Court, grappling a record number of unresolved cases in the thousands. The Brown County Board passed that resolution last year to try to look at ways to address this backlog. How do you view this issue, the situation, and how it affects your community?
You know, it really didn't present itself as a major issue until recent, in the last, I would say, last 6 years, where we started to see the number of days that individuals who were sitting in our jail had surpassed 200-day, 300-day, 400-day mark. And from there, we've started to take notice and quickly realized that, my gosh, we have individuals who have been sitting in our jail for over 721 days. And it's not just a handful of people. It's over 200 individuals. That's equivalent of us operating two jail pods. At the same time, we're well aware of the stress that counties throughout the state of Wisconsin are experiencing with the lack of funding to the overall court system, the public defender's office, the district attorney's office. And all of that kind of came to a head when we were discussing our budget and realizing that we're about to spend another $15 million to build another jail pod. And we firmly believe it's a direct reflection of the underfunding that Brown County specifically has received, both from the amount of judges that we receive to the amount of ADAs that we receive, and the challenges that the public defender's office in recruiting individuals to represent. And so from that standpoint, we have over 5,000 cases that are backlogged, and we have our staff who are ultimately, when I say our staff, remember, these are state employees, this court system, the district attorney's office, the public defender's office, they are desperately in need. And just to give you a number, to put things in perspective of why Brown County feels that it's not being treated equally with the other counties, to put it in perspective, Brown County has 8 judges. With our per capita, that's about 8 judges for every 34,000 individuals. Mm. In comparison, Milwaukee County has 47 judges at a per capita of 19,000. We have 13 district attorneys or the assistant district attorneys, and per capita is roughly 21,000. Milwaukee County has 128 for every 7,000. You can see there's a little bit of a discrepancy in terms of the allocation. And we're not sitting here judging what is right, what's wrong. We're just saying that right now we have 5,000 cases backlog. Our district attorney has wrote a publication in the Wisconsin Counties Association outlining the stresses that are currently experiencing the district attorney's office. And within our judges, the idea that we would potentially get 2 more judges to help us address the backlog, you know, would be extremely helpful. And we think ultimately the net result is that we probably wouldn't need to be operating 2 jail pods. And actually, these jail pods then could become a resource to not only the state of Wisconsin, because they have a backlog or they have a lack of seats that they need or open beds, and to the region.
So we have a new legislative session underway. As you know, a $4 billion budget surplus at the moment. What would you say to state lawmakers? What would you say to the governor that you think would help support the Brown County justice system?
Well, I understand that it needs to be a statewide solution. And I think Wisconsin Counties Association has made a very strong argument that our court system funding has not kept up with inflation. You know, right now, the counties are sending to the state roughly over $200 million, and the state is sending back roughly $34 million. So we need to fix that. And there's a proposal to support $70 million going to the counties to help, you know, with increased costs with interpreters, guardian ad litems, just all the inflationary cost. We see that as something that has to happen. At the same time, we think the state legislature and the state should really maybe do a wholesale review of the court system and the public defender's system and really kind of take a look at it, because we're an extreme example of the inefficiencies that are happening in our criminal justice system. And there are 5,000 people currently waiting to have their day in front of the court. Some of those individuals will have a sentence. Some of those individuals are innocent. You have the victims who have to come back to court every time just to hear that the court has been adjourned and rescheduled. There's so many social issues here that need to be fixed. And so from our perspective, what we're asking the state to consider is help us in Brown County to address this large backlog, whether it's short-term or long-term, and then at the same time, take a look at the whole court system in the state of Wisconsin, because Brown County is not the only county that's experiencing these problems. Waukesha County, Outagamie County, Florence County, they've all expressed issues inside the system itself. And who ends up paying for this inefficiency and these problems? Well, in the end, local taxpayers are fronting the cost to the state system that's not operating efficiently.
Troy, thank you for making time. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Troy Streckenbach is Brown County Executive. As we explore jail overcrowding in Northeast Wisconsin, we take a look at national trends as well. Joining us now is Wanda Bertram, communication strategist at the Prison Policy Initiative, a national nonprofit, nonpartisan research organization. Wanda, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
It's good to be here. Hi, Kate.
Earlier, we talked with the Brown County Executive about the region's plans to build this $15 million jail pod to deal with capacity issues, some people being in the jail for hundreds of days with pending cases. How might a county approach this issue of overcrowding?
Well, we have repeatedly argued that counties with overcrowded jails, and there are many, many counties with overcrowded jails in this country, should consider all of the options when they're looking at how to fix that. The most common response to an overcrowded jail is to build new jail space. But there's another way to respond to this problem, which is to decarcerate the jail. And that's something that we've looked at a lot. And in particular in Brown County, it seems like there's actually some low-hanging fruit opportunities for that. We know that the most common charges for which people are booked in Brown County are what's called public order offenses. And public order offenses, so that's not property crimes, it's not violent crimes, not drug crimes. These are things like technical violations of probation. So you're in jail, you're awaiting a probation hearing to see if your probation is going to be revoked. These are things like bail jumping. So what that refers to is people awaiting trial and then missing their court date, which can happen for a whole host of reasons and often has nothing to do with a desire to abscond from the justice system. You look at those kinds of charges and you look at the fact that many, many people in Brown County Jail are there for 1 or 2 days. And I think it's hard not to see that as an opportunity for decarceration. After all, if people are being booked for a day, that's already doing a lot of harm to their lives, throwing their lives into chaos and with likely very, very little public safety benefit. And so I would encourage the Brown County executives to look at that as an option as opposed to building an expensive new wing of the jail.
So when you look at the impact of bail, you know, many people in this country can't afford to pay bail, so that someone accused of a crime can be released while they await trial, not sitting in a jail.
Right.
What are your thoughts on changing the bail system?
If we zoom out, I mean, this is all part of changing the pretrial system. So how do courts respond when someone is charged with a crime but they haven't had a hearing yet? There's a number of ways to change the pretrial system. Fixing money bail is one of the ones that's become more popular in this country over the last several years because, as you said, there are lots of people in jail today because they can't afford to pay what's often just a couple $100 or a few $100 in money bail. The original intention of bail was to allow people to pay it, but that's not how bail works today. The way that it works is that it's set high enough that many, many people can't pay it, and so they're languishing in jail. And often, especially in cases where they're charged with low-level offenses, people will just end up pleading guilty to get out of jail. That's certainly a lever that counties like Brown County can pull to reduce their jail populations. In every county that we have looked at and every state that we have looked at that has fixed and reformed their money bail system, there has been no corresponding increase in crime, increase in arrests. if you do this, you can actually make communities safer.
Wanda, when you look at other communities around the country that do end up building a new facility, adding on a new wing, enlarging their jail facility, I wonder, ultimately, does that grow the jail population of the number of people who are being held?
That has been borne out by a number of different data sets. In the criminal justice reform space, we refer to that as if you build it, they will fill it. The more capacity jails have, the more people they tend to incarcerate. Because oftentimes, counties are looking not just at jail populations that are too high, but also populations of people that are on probation, people who might have bench warrants out for their arrest, again, these minor offenses. And it's easier, you know, when there's more jail space for law enforcement to bring those people in. We would argue that that's not a good thing.
But the overcrowding is happening. It's happening now. It's like you need an urgent remedy to deal when you don't have enough space for the people you're holding. You mentioned lower hanging fruit. Are there things that could dramatically change a situation that could be implemented in a very timely fashion?
It's a very interesting question. And one of the ones, I mean, there's several things that I would point to as reforms that counties and states could make quickly. Those might have to do with probation violations, for instance. There are states like New York that have stopped jailing people for technical violations of their probation. These are actually significant drivers, people ending up behind bars. Other things that counties can do, just revisiting people's sentences or revisiting people's pretrial conditions, right? Prosecutors and judges both have the power to not request pretrial incarceration. And we know that this stuff is possible, actually, because during 2020, when COVID-19 was at its peak, jails, which were hotbeds of infection, took extremely quick action to reduce their populations. Jail populations dropped by an average of about one-third.
When you look at Brown County's situation, how similar is it to what other counties might be facing all over the country?
Yeah, I mean, it's quite similar to the things that we've seen across the country. You know, in suburban, rural, and mid-sized cities, lots and lots of places are looking at overcrowded jails and building new jails right now. Unfortunately, a lot of those places are taking their cue from jail construction and design build companies that will come in, do an evaluation of the local jail, and say, yeah, you guys definitely need a bigger jail. Without really disclosing, they're often projecting rises in the jail population that may not actually bear out.
Wanda, the Prison Policy Initiative looks at so many issues within the justice system. Where will the research take you next?
Well, we're looking at a bunch of different issues right now, as we always do, but one of the major reports we published last year was, again, about probation and probation conditions. So we're going to keep looking at that, and we're certainly going to keep doing research on jail expansion and jail construction, because the construction of new jails is actually what is driving the expansion in the U.S. You're not seeing as much new prison building anymore like we did in the 90s. What you see is new jail building, and we would like states to consider other options.
Wanda, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
That is Wanda Bertram, the communication strategist at the Prison Policy Initiative. And earlier, we spoke with Brown County Executive Troy Streckenbach about the region's plans to build a new $15 million jail pod this spring.